Good morning, everyone, and a very big happy birthday to 2FM. Believe it or not, it's our 40th birthday here today. Now, through all those years here at 2FM, we've had a lot to celebrate, but for now, we've chosen to celebrate one particularly big part of our station's legacy, a part that is synonymous with fun, divilment, and someone I think you wouldn't mind saying a quick hello to one more time. From 9 to 12, Monday to Friday, the Ryan Lyne brought a hell of a lot of fun. He made us laugh, cry, shout at the radio, and got us talking. Last year, two people in 2FM, Will Leahy and JJ Hartigan, came up with a very original idea and asked, would it be possible to create a brand new Jerry Ryan show for today out of old Jerry Ryan shows? Well, fast forward to today and you're in for a bit of a treat. You're about to hear 8 months of their work and about 500 bits of radio edited together, spanning 12 years of my dad's archived shows. It's pretty much going to sound like he is here with us today. Creepy, yes. Spectacularly satisfying, absolutely. When 2FM asked my family about this morning's show, our first thoughts were go for it, because we think that Dad would love it. And personally, I could not be prouder hearing him again. So you're going to enjoy the next hour, and we'd like to pay particular tribute to the various Jerry Ryan Show teams down through the years whose work you're going to be hearing today. Also, a huge thanks to the callers of the show, the lifeblood of the Ryan Line, who in this morning's specially compiled episode show just why this show was so good. Thank you for all the extraordinary calls. Oh, and while we're at it, because this is quintessential Dad, some of the next hour is for grown-up ears only, so be warned. Feel free to use the hashtag 2FM40 if you're posting, and from time to time, Dad will obviously be giving out text and phone numbers. Again, thanks to all those involved in making the show and the incredibly hard work that's gone into this. In particular, Lorraine Dunn McAllister, the show's longtime broadcast coordinator, who spent hours digging through old databases to point our creators in the right direction. So, now, one more time, the Ryan Line is open.
Jerry Ryan, weekdays from 9.
Now, hello everybody, I'm just sitting down at my desk. Cormac has just got the machine up and running. All the lights are glowing and the right buttons have been pressed. Now, adjusting my microphone, putting on my headphones. Now I can hear everything, more particularly myself. Now, this morning, along with everything else, we also celebrate 40 years of this radio station. Started back in 1979. You may have heard the guys on The Breakfast Show talking a little bit about it this morning. Just keep the coffee away from the desk. As banjoed and all as it is, and it's pretty banjoed, at least it still does manage to transmit the voice of G. Ryan to the nation. So keep the coffee away from that. Now, it's good to be back and the weather's nice. And it's, well, arrived into the office this morning, there were smiling faces. Country still seems to be functioning. And I am absolutely determined that we are going to have a good summer together. Anyway, for those of you who have just woken up maybe this morning and you're preparing to get down to the last minute study, the best of luck to you all next week. In these last moments, just relax and get through the past papers. I think that's the best thing to concentrate on today. 4 minutes past 9 o'clock, 1850-715-922. I'm back. A lot of fun, that young one. This is a very special day. 40 years ago today, if you're taking notes, Radio 2 took to the air. We were all very nervous. My godfather, Eamon Andrews, sent me a telegram. It was a very conservative guy, actually, Eamon was. A lot of people don't realise that. He said, keep it up, son, but do finish your law exams in Trinity next week, because remember, you might need them. Good luck, Eamon and Grania. Did he ever help me? He did, actually, yeah. Gave me my first set of headphones. I did. So, can anybody remember the programmes? Because genuinely, we're at a bit of a loss to remember exactly what the programmes were that G. Ryan was involved in. What line's Ivor on? Doodle-doom-doom-doom. Ivor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you keeping?
How are you?
Well, happy birthday to you and all your staff.
Well, thank everybody. You very much indeed. 40 years ago, on the 31st of May, 1979.
Of May, yes. Yeah, my daughter Claire was born at about 4 o'clock, so, yeah, down in Wexford Hospital. And she was terrific. She's a beautiful girl. She was blue-eyed,
Were you there at the birth?
I was up to a point, and then I left to get the Irish Times and a breath of fresh air, and she was born while I was out.
You missed it for the Irish Times.
I did. I came back and everything was over.
Can you remember what you were listening to?
Oh, we were listening to, well, I was listening to 2FM. Mm-hmm. And even when I was going down to town, because there was great buzz, great excitement over the 2FM being launched.
Do you remember our appalling phrase, coming at ya?
Oh, coming at ya, yeah.
Yeah, Nadia coming at ya.
Yeah. So, but still going strong.
By the way, nobody's phoned in yet to tell me exactly what I was doing. Really? No, nothing about my private life, thanks very much. We'd just like to know what I was doing on the radio. Thank you, Paul. Who on to? Paul, good morning.
How are you, Jerry?
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Here comes the weekend.
Correct, that was on Friday night.
Here comes the weekend, yeah.
Now, what was I doing on Saturday?
Saturday?
Yeah.
You were doing 10 to 12.
Very close. In fact, I was doing this slot.
Yeah,
9 to 12.
Yeah.
On a Saturday morning.
Yeah, and then Rocksteady.
Rocksteady came sometime later, which was kind of like a junior rock show between 7 and 8. Guest Suite. Do you remember Guest Suite? Where we interviewed Phil Lynott.
Yeah.
That's right. And that was...
Same as it ever was.
Same as it... Do you remember that?
Yeah, I said... Yeah, what about Rory Gallagher?
Good interview with Rory Gallagher, but the Phil Lynott interview was the most extraordinary of all time. I was a huge Thin Lizzy fan, and I was absolutely... creaming myself at the very idea of even meeting Phil Lynott, much less interviewing him. And I remember he came into the studio and his wife at the time, lovely, lovely woman, Ms. Crowther, and she was sitting out in the control room. And he came in wearing the dark glasses, out of his mind, right? Out of his bleeding mind. And every question that I asked him, he just went, same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. And then at the end of it, he said to me, do you know something? And I said, what, Philo? And he said, you're shite. I said, well, thank you very much. And Rory Gallagher, another icon, came in and I was the worst for weather. I'd been out on the lash with the producer the night before, so nothing changes. And we had been in the Hirschfeld Centre with Vincent Hanley. The Hirschfeld Centre was the first gay nightclub. And Vincent Hanley had brought myself and a couple of friends down to this place. And it was, you know, dance music has caught hold of most of the bigger and the best dance events nowadays. In those days, you could not get dance music unless you went to a gay nightclub. This is where it really rocked. And it was wild. The smell of poppers was lifting the roof off the place. And we weren't in the best nick the next day. And I had to go and have a shower. And Rory Gallagher was so understanding. He said, listen, you don't look too well, if you don't mind me saying so. He says, I think you need a bit of a rest there maybe before we do the interview. Maybe a bit of a shower. And we went off. He had a cup of tea and I went off and had a shower and came back and did the interview. And it was a good interview. It was very enjoyable. And I was shaking in my boots.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. 1850-715-922, the Ryan line is open. Homegrown alligator, see you later. And it's a long way to go from the Dog and Dart karaoke machine to Saturday Night's Drunken Dreams. It's a great song, wonderful words, fantastic story and great sentiment, and I love the execution. Just Jack and Stars in Their Eyes. It's 12 minutes to 10 o'clock, 1850-715-922. By the way, did anybody see Channel 4 last night? It was a thing called Hidden Love, which was all about women and vibrators. And there are a couple of really wild out there women. You know, I was kind of, and then my husband, Ivan would be away for long trips, you know, and he mightn't be up to it when he comes home from the trip, and so I'd used the vibrator and I got tremendous pleasure from it, and I was using it an awful lot, you know. And you could, this woman was as addicted to the vibrator as a heroin addict is to heroin. And then it kind of went on from there. And each woman that came on, by the end of watching the thing, I was kind of going, Jesus, men. I think the word redundant is springing to mind here very quick. Did anybody see that last night? Were they normal? Is everybody, they sell more vibrators in the United Kingdom than they sell, what was it, dishwashers? Yeah, dishwashers, I think. Pamela, good morning to you.
How are you, Jerry?
Now, you were watching the Channel 4 programme last night.
Would you believe that's the a vibrator that I have.
You have that vibrator?
I have that one, I do. Yeah.
The rabbit. Can you describe the rabbit, Pamela?
Oh, it's brilliant. Seriously now.
Well, describe what it looks like, first of all.
It's pinky, kind of an orangey pinky colour, right?
Yeah.
And it's just some big head on it. And the bottom of it then is just, oh. But I tell you though, you'd want to have spare batteries with you because I got mine on Friday and my batteries are gone now.
Your batteries are gone already?
Yeah, totally gone.
How often have you used it? Many times a day would you use it?
Well, I'm in work at the moment. I can't really bring it to work because there's a window and everyone can see me through the window, so I can't really do that. But at night, I'm just mad for it.
Would you like to use it in work, would you?
I would. Yeah, I would, yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah, I would love to use it in work. Absolutely. Who wouldn't?
And would you be at it all night with it?
Oh, no. No.
No, because you could injure yourself.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. It's good, like, for someone who doesn't see their boyfriend, like, on a regular, do you know what I mean? Like, every night of the week, like myself. But, no, you have to have your comforts and kind of
hugging. Were you using it last night?
Did I use it last night?
Yeah.
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 I did. I used it last night. That's because he was working this.
And so now, where do you have it? Do you keep it beside the bed?
No, I keep it up in the wardrobe.
Up in the wardrobe.
Nobody will see, because I have a lot of people come into my house. So
and you don't want them poking around looking at that?
Definitely not, no.
And does it feel the same as a bloke?
I think it does in a way, but you just miss that intimacy of a person. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you mean like the talking bit?
Oh, no. The old cuddling and kissing. You'd miss that, like.
Yeah, they're not much for cuddling you or kissing you, are they?
No, they're not, though. No.
But as one of the girls said last night, they don't talk back to you. They don't give out.
Yeah. So then you
don't have to worry about whether they come or not either,
exactly,
anyway.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. And you can throw them away then when you're finished.
And then you throw them away when you're finished.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. All right, Pamela, you'll be at it again tonight if you get new batteries, I presume.
Yeah.
All right, good morning. Anna, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I actually work in the casualty department of a major Dublin hospital, and the funniest thing that ever happened to us there was one night I was on call, and a guy and his, I think, girlfriend arrived into casualty, and he was extremely red in the face, and his girlfriend was in knots laughing, and it emerged anyway, but what had happened was they'd used rather too much KY jelly on the vibrator, and it actually had slipped up his back passage. And so we had to send him to the X-ray department to confirm that it was obviously there.
Was it a big vibrator?
It was, yeah, very big one.
What colour was it?
Oh, I don't know that now. So what happened was we didn't tell the radiographer what was going on. And
you little minx.
The vibrator was still vibrating, and obviously you could hear the humming sound. And
so his bottom was humming.
So they x-rayed it anyway, and of course the girl couldn't get a very good picture of it because it was moving. And so she x-rayed him several times, and then came back down to us in casualty, very confused altogether as to what was going on. She couldn't get a very good film of, you know, this query mass in his back passage. So
what did you call it? That was a nice term. Query mass.
Well, a lump.
Oh, sorry, quivering. Sorry.
So anyway, he had to go to theatre and have it removed. So it was. I wonder whatever happened between himself and the girlfriend after that.
Being too detailed, how would one get a vibrator out of a person's bottom if it was stuck up there? Is it quite a difficult sort of procedure?
Well, I'm not entirely sure what exactly they did, but as far as I know, it's fairly minor. They'd have to use a sigmoidoscopy, put in a little tube into the back passage and sort of pull it out with the tweezers or whatever, depending on how far up it is.
Fascinating. And that's the most bizarre one that you've ever come across,
well,
is it?
Well, I think it's probably, it definitely goes down in the annals of casualty.
You bet it does.
And the x-rays are definitely
the anus of history, eh?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thank you. Just forget the world.
Snow Patrol, and that was Chasing Cars. Young Snow Patrol fans are very ebullient. They're very up. They haven't had too many knocks in life. You know, they haven't paid the mortgage. They haven't had their hearts broken too often. And, you know, Snow Patrol is the best band in the world. I went to see the live show. It was incredible. That older people, it's kind of like a lifeline to, I don't know, maybe to a time when you were younger and a little less wise and a little less worried. But it's very rarely do you get, I'll leave you with this thought, very rarely do you get singers and songwriters and performers who manage to bridge the gap between the generations, and they do. Okay, that's about it from me and them. Until then, have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. Goodbye, and it's been great fun being with you. Good morning and happy birthday.
Let's go!
This is 2FM.